Hello, science geeks, and welcome again to this new episode of Who's Behind That Research.
Today, our guest is an awesome scientist who has worked on proteins that accelerate the reactions in biological systems.
Please give a round of applause to Professor Stephen Withers from the Chemistry Department at the University of British Columbia.
Good afternoon, Dr. Withers, and thank you for sharing your valuable time with us. I was wondering if we can learn a bit more about yourself, your education background, and how you got into your field.
So I'm a Brit originally, I'm English. So I am from the southwest of England. Sort of, it's about 100 miles south and west of London. And I grew up on a dairy farm, in fact. And so I was always interested in medicines and veterinary science and drugs for treating animals and potentially for humans. So I decided to get more broadly into chemistry and biochemistry for that reason.
Oh, wow. That was very inspiring. But how did you get involved in the chemistry field?
I did my undergraduate degree in chemistry at the University of Bristol in the UK. And then actually went to Paris for 4 months for the first part of my PhD in an exchange mode, and then went back to Bristol and completed my PhD there. So by the time I was 24, I had my PhD in my pocket.
Wow, a 24-year-old PhD? I'm sure you got lots of opportunities to get into research. So what did you do later?
I came over to Canada at that stage to do postdoctoral fellowship. So sort of learning how to do research in a bit more depth than you did as a PhD student, but without the pressure of having to write a thesis at the end of it.
Yeah, the first steps should be the hardest ones. But what did you do after getting your postdoctoral fellowship?
So I came over as a postdoc to the University of Alberta in Edmonton. And I was there 5 years actually doing that. I had a great time, really enjoyed doing it. And then I got the position here in 1982. I've been here since then.
Which area of chemistry were you interested at that time?
I was interested in sort of the general area of drug design and such like in the past. So the knowledge of chemistry and biochemistry was crucial to that.
Oh, that was really interesting. I read that the current research in your lab is based on glycosides, which are molecules that form chains of sugars. We know that these sugars can be attached to another sugar, lipid, or protein, but what can be a good example for a glycoside?
Something like cellulose is a multiple units of glucose just linked together.
Now that we have some background information on the research lab, we have set up this time for you guys to ask questions about research opportunities in the lab.
The first question is, how many undergraduate students do you have in your lab, and what's the intake process like?
Okay, well, typically I might have one or two final year undergraduates doing research projects, typically one from chemistry and one from biochemistry. And then in the summer, I often have undergraduates working in the lab, maybe a couple.
Could you share some words of advice for undergraduate students trying to get into research?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, look around early for opportunities. Who you want to work with? It's easy to look on a website these days. And then just contact the professor.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Withers. We really enjoyed listening about your career pathway and everything that have led you to the place you are right now.
And that's all for today, my friends. We hope you enjoyed this science talk, and we also hope that you learned something that could lead you to your own research sometime in the future. Until then.